Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don, I've been so lucky to meet Don Most. Great actor. You guys met him. Just a true Hollywood icon. You met him on the TV show Happy Days, Ralph Mouth. But, I mean, amazing singer. He's got a new movie, Farhaven, that comes out this Sunday, 8 o'clock on the Inspire channel on the network, in Kansas City right now, rehearsing for a killer play at the New Dinner Theater, which, if you haven't seen this, like Pinball Jeff, he and his wife, this is their thing. Like, he sends me pictures. It's an insane place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the food, the way the theater is set up, like, it is not what we think, right?
Right.
It is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how much they love it. I get pictures every single time. April 24th through June 30th and in Squabbles.
Born August 8th in Brooklyn and raised in Flatbush, New York, our next guest is an actor who America first met in 1974 as the wisecracking Ralph Mouth on one of the most popular sitcoms of all time, Happy Days. He went on to appear on shows like Chips, The Love Boat, Star Trek Voyager, Glee, and many more, as well as launching a career as a singer. He was recently in town alongside Anson Williams and Henry Winkler for Planet Comic-Con. You can see him this Sunday in the Inspire TV movie, Farhaven. And from April 24th to June 30th, you can see him here in Kansas City in the new theater production of Squabble. Please welcome television icon, Don Most.
Mr. Don Most, how are you?
Hey, Johnny, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm so sorry that we haven't been able to catch up with each other since you've been back in Kansas City.
Yeah, well, hopefully soon. I know there was a lot of stuff going on. We both have a lot of stuff going on, but let's make that happen soon.
Yeah, no, it's my buddy AJ. I just got him into a rehab hospital yesterday, so he's doing great, and so it frees up a lot of time. And man, I got to send you a picture this morning. I just got it from the Comic-Con guys. It's you and Anson and Henry and myself with our backs to that audience. And they took a good picture, and it's such a great picture of you guys. Like, I can't wait to send it to all of you. Like, it is fantastic.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'd love to see that. That was so much fun doing that. You know, the audience seemed to have a great time, and we all had a great time.
No, everything about that was what a magical day for me. As a kid who grew up loving everything you've done, watching you guys even more so, your interactions throughout the days, at dinner, in the back hallways, just catching up with each other, and just the love between you three was astounding to me. Like, I really, and I just, only thing that could make that even better is to watch Ron Howard and all you guys and be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, that would have been nice if we could have had Ron join us. Who knows, maybe next year. we'll see.
But you guys really, I mean, that's a real friendship there that's endured all these years.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were so close on the show, and yes, it has endured. You know, like you said, you could see it between us, and we're like, you know, like brothers, cousins. It's family. It really is, and good family. And
yeah.
And it's so great to, we don't get a chance to do that much, you know, to get together. Henry Ants and I hadn't been together like that. Well, I don't know, you know, maybe only once or twice in the last, you know, 4 years or something like that, because everyone's busy. But we do stay in touch. You know, we're texting each other, you know, periodically. We're all on this, like, you know, text together that we check in with each other. So it's great. I feel so fortunate that those friendships have endured, and they mean so much.
Yeah, they really do. And I'll tell you, like, you know, I think about that, you know, that doesn't come along, and especially doesn't come along in Hollywood at a time when, listen, when you go out there, you know, Don, you're going out to, because you want to be an entertainer, and you have to really strive to get everything that you can, because you're the only one who can do it. There's no, you don't, everybody thinks you get a job at Hollywood and then someone hands you roles. Every role has to be earned. Same way with Hanson, same way with Henry, same way with Ron. And you are out there, and it can be so cutthroat, but you guys had such a friendship. And you think about it, and it all really came from your producer on Happy Days, the creator. That's that he wanted you guys to be a team. He wanted you to stay together and be friends no matter what, because he knew that fabric is what keeps a show.
Yeah, Gary Marshall, our exec producer and the creator. Yeah, he was, you know, he was a mentor, and he was our boss, but like an uncle, and he looked out for us, and he knew what we would be facing, you know, some of the, we're a bunch of young guys, and with all the fame that could come with a show like that, there's a lot of pitfalls that he looked out for us in that regard, as did our director, Jerry Paris, and Jerry was amazing. Jerry and Gary went back together. They worked on the old Dick Van Dyke Show together.
Amazing.
So having them as our, you know, as our leaders, it was truly very special, and we were very lucky to have them.
Oh, and we're telling stories, and you know, when you casually bring up that John Lennon was a fan, a Beatle, maybe the single most important Beatle, and the architect of entire culture change, he walked in and he loved what you guys represented. He loved the idea of the TV show from the 50s, and he showed up with Julian and hung out the entire day.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
That was crazy. Yeah, that was like during our, I think it was the sixth episode of that we, you know, I mean, it was the first season, and we've just been on the air for a few weeks. And, you know, he just walks on to the set, onto the soundstage. Nobody knew he was coming. And somehow, you know, I don't think he had any problem getting onto Paramount's lot.
No.
And then Anson was at the getting some coffee, and he was near the entrance, and he came back and he said, "There's a guy who looked just like John Lennon that just walked in." we're like cracking up, like, "Yeah, right. Yeah, John Lennon's coming here to see us." And then like 2 minutes later, we see this guy with his hair and the sunglasses, and we're all just staring with our jaws to the floor. And then we realized it was him. I mean, it was surreal. It was so surreal. But it was amazing. Yeah, he stayed there with Julian. They hung out there for hours. And, you know, I think he was showing, it was a trip where he was taking Julian around. I think they were going to go to Disneyland and all these places. And this was one of the stops, you know. He did love music from the 50s. And I think maybe Julian had seen a few of the episodes. And so, I have that picture of all of us. That's hanging on my office wall. And just will never forget that day.
And there's so many of those moments. And again, then when you fast forward all these years to 2024, to that Comic-Con stage in Kansas City, and watching you guys laugh and cut up with each other, and Anson push you into singing, and it wasn't anything. I was there prior. I know what wasn't, and you know, nothing was rehearsed.
And
we were talking about your albums and how much, like, you know, really fantastic, like. New York High is the latest one. It came out in 23. Don Most, Mostly Swinging 17, Swinging Down the Chimney Tonight in 16. But So for those who didn't know that you had this amazing voice, Anson wasn't going to let the moment pass. He starts the song, and I can see you kind of go, no. And he's like, yes.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Yeah, I was like looking at him going, no, don't do this, Anson. But he wasn't going to let up, and I had no way out. Because, yeah, we didn't rehearse or anything. But you know, we've done that. This particular song you started singing, we've done it a couple of times, you know, when I was performing at a couple of the jazz clubs in L.A., and he came by and we did it together. So he knew I knew, you know, sure. He knew the song, but I didn't know we were going to do it. But he's great. And he's like my biggest fan, you know, and he sang, you know, he sang on the show, and I didn't get to sing back then. You know, I got to do backup, and once in a while they let me have a song, and that's a whole long story, how he got Gary, you know, let him be the singer and form a band, because he had the idea to form a band, you know, for at Arnold's within the show of Happy Days. So, but he knows that I started out singing before I was even acting. When I was 15, I was singing in a nightclub act in the Catskill Mountains, upstate New York.
Amazing.
For the summer. So he knew, and he comes to my shows, and he supports me so much in that. He's amazing. So, that was, I think you and the audience definitely picked up on that. That was a very impromptu moment.
Oh, it was so beautiful. It's if you're just joining the show, Don Most is here with us. You started out, America met you as Ralph Malph on Happy Days, but now you now is like Farhaven. You've got, by the way, congratulations on Farhaven. The movie comes out Sunday, 8:00 Kansas City time on Inspire. And it's a Western.
Yeah,
cool.
My first Western. It was so much fun to do. It was great cast, great crew, great director. We shot it in Arizona in this area, you know, Benson, the Mescal movie studio. You know, it was like they built it for some movie, and then they've been using it for a lot of Westerns ever since. It was fabulous. And like I said, great cast. Bailey Chase and Amanda Rigetti. Bailey Chase was in Longmire and a bunch of other things. And Martin Cove is in it. We all know from Karate Kid and Cobra Kai. And A. Martinez, who was also in Longmire and so many other things. And Bruce Boxleitner, who I've seen, you know, since almost like the same time when I started.
That's right.
He was in a lot of TV, movies, and films. And Nancy Stafford's in it. So it was a great, great experience, and the movie was shot beautifully. I've seen it; it looks great. So yeah, people, and I got to. It was a very different kind of character for me, which I love. I've been getting to play a lot of different kinds of characters in these last 5-10 years, more so than I've done a lot through after Happy Days. But for some reason, I guess because I'm finally getting to an age where far removed from being a teenager, obviously.
Right.
A lot of great roles have been opening up, and I'm enjoying that.
You gotta stay at the table, right? Like it's what does it mean? Because you released an album in 23, you've got a movie coming out this week. You're rehearsing for live theater here in Kansas City for Squabbles at the New Dinner Theater, which my friend Pinball Jeff, a friend of mine, aptly named because he has 65 pinball machines. But he turned me on to that New Dinner Theater, and you know, it's kind of a generational thing, because I think, oh, is that for me? And he brought me to it, and it is beautiful. It's amazing. It's entertaining. The food is great. Like, everything about it is killer. Like, it's so much better than anybody can imagine.
Yeah, I've been hearing such wonderful things about the theater. I haven't been to it yet. I'm actually going Sunday night so I could see it and see the show. There's a show Elvis going on there now that I think is like doing great, and so I'm looking forward, because everyone's saying how beautiful it is, and the production the way they do it, the lighting, the sets,
yes,
everything about it is top drawer, and the cast that they come up with, the cast that I'm working with, I'm having a ball.
Good,
they're just fabulous, and the play is called Squabble. We open on the 24th of April and go all the way till the end of June. And it's really funny. I had not known about this play. It was written back in 83 by Marshall Carvin. But I read it, and it was just laughing out loud, and it's a great part for me. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Isn't it? It is amazing that how hard you're working and how long it's been going. It's a good life, man. And again, what a testament to who you need to be in this world. Like, everything ebbs and flows, everything ups and downs.
Yeah.
But you just have to stay, right? You have to stay.
Yeah, perseverance. That's one of the main watchwords for
sure.
All of us.
Always.
And definitely in the acting and the singing field, you know, which is to be, I guess, even maybe more mercurial than the average one, but perseverance for all of us. I think that's the key.
Well, all of you guys, you grew up in Brooklyn. Henry grew up in New York, in upstate a little bit, and then Manhattan, and Anson in California. But all of you, like Anson's father, by his own admission with his book, is his dad was hard on him, not a great father. Same way with Henry. You know, you had to struggle through everything you've struggled through. And I think that common thread is there's a work ethic and a belief system that goes through you guys, that it's so very apparent to me how you need to live this life.
Yeah, we did, you know, it was such a fortuitous gathering of a cast, you know, and you have to give the executive producers a lot of credit, but
right.
They put together a group of people that not only had talent, because everyone was very talented, but there was something about the chemistry with us, the personalities, that it just, you know, a little bit of lightning in a bottle, I suppose, because it doesn't, you know, always happen like that.
Well, and the other thing that comes to me, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but my perception is that what doesn't happen? This in Hollywood now, I don't believe that a producer, a creator feels responsibility like you were for Gary Marshall. Like, I think he felt fatherly and paternal, and he wanted you guys to go on to be more and to not disintegrate because you tasted this incredible fame, because it'll never be that intoxicating again for any actor in the history of entertainment, because it's just, you guys listening have to understand, there wasn't internet, there wasn't,
right.
There's only four networks. When you hit with a TV show, you changed culture across not just America, but the world if it got big enough. And that's a lot for a young kid to all of a sudden be thrust into the middle of.
Yeah, it was hard to comprehend it. You know, it was hard to, I mean, you wouldn't even be aware of it at the beginning because we were sort of insulated on the soundstage doing our show, you know, going home. We'd be there the first couple of years. We were not in front of an audience, and we had long hours, sometimes 12 hours. And then you'd go home and eat and then look at, study everything for the next day and go back to work. But then when we finally started getting out on publicity tours and going out, and meeting, being in situations where there were a lot of people, and then you realize how many people it's going out to, but it's still incomprehensible. Yeah. And like you said, you know, I was like 20 when I first started and trying to grasp it and come to terms with it. You know, it was exciting and fun and incredible.
Sure.
But it has a different other side to it as well that could, like I said, there are a lot of pitfalls and it could get very difficult to navigate and maintain, you know, sort of so any kind of grounding. And so the people we had around us helped us immeasurably in that regard, of Gary and Jerry. And then the other, you know, and the rest of the cast, Ron, you know, I think Ron, he was a big star already, you know, and he was so grounded and so down to earth and humble. And so he almost set an example, because who are we? How could we start acting all like full of ourselves and like we're big shots when he wasn't acting that way, you know? Okay. So we had a lot of good role models for sure.
I do. I find it fascinating because you know how much I love and admire Henry. And then meeting you and Anson and realizing it's all so, there's a reason people become friends. There's a reason they choose family. It's because you're of the same, and it's through and through, and it shows every moment we had together. And I'm just looking forward, while you're here in Kansas City, to getting to know you better. And Morgan, by the way, she's having fun? Is she enjoying Kansas City? At least the weather seems to be pretty good right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we haven't gotten truthfully yet to see too much because, you know, we're in rehearsal every day and it's pretty long hours. And then, you know, I basically come home and I'm, you know, you're tired and you want to have something to eat. But then we have a lot to study because my part is probably in terms of the amount of dialogue I have, I think it's the most I've ever had. And I thought I had a lot. A few years ago, I did the play The Sunshine Boys, the famous Neil Simon play with Robert Wall. I did this.
Great.
And I thought I had I did have a lot of dialogue, but this is even more. So there's a lot of work, you know. So I don't have, we haven't had a lot of time to get out and do too much. But you know, so once the show opens, I'll my days, most of the days I'll be free. Although there's matinees and evening shows on Saturday and Sunday. But it'll open up, and I'm looking forward to getting around town a little bit more, seeing the sights and getting together with you. So look forward to that.
Brother, listen, I can't wait for it. If there's anything you need at all from us, and anything, and I mean it, all you have to do is call.
That's so nice. I appreciate that.
And I'll see you soon, man. Congratulations on the play, on the movie, on album. I'm going to play a little clip from New York High here in a second on the way out, but I will talk to you very, very soon, all right?
I look forward to it, Johnny, and great talking with you again.
You as well, man. Stay right there. Which one is five? Is it?
They're both good.
Okay, this. Listen to this. Listen.
Fly me to the moon.
How good.
Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
How great is that?
In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I
resistance on you, mm-hmm. a little road dirt to make it believable, right? Yeah. So when Buble does it, I don't buy it. And that's not, I'm just telling my feeling. But you've seen some things, like Frank did, right? Mm-hmm. To make it believable, to make it sound like that. I just think it's amazing. That's from Don's album, New York High, that came out 2023. You can find it on all the streaming platforms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.